Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Krivic reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McNair reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani catches it and throws to second with Chapman covering, to double up McNair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Beckman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckman strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Brucker now catching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Lodigiani settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. George Caster now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Walker scores. McNair moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gerlach now playing third base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerlach fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. D. Miles pinch hits for Fred Chapman. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Miles moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Chubby Dean pinch hits for George Caster. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Lillard now playing shortstop. Chubby Dean now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-4 in the game. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Al Brancato. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerlach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Gantenbian moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Moses scores. Gantenbian moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantenbian scores. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Siebert steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob McNamara now playing third base. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Latigiani who tags Krivic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNamara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Latigiani hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gerlach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerlach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerlach moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Latigiani applying the tag. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Chapman moves to second. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Latigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on QL. Chapman scores. Lillard moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.